Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode
283. 1, 2, 3.
That's it in Algerian.
In Algerian?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
There you go. Awesome. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And this is Lord Nayar.
Lord Nayar is joining us in this fine Monday evening. It's a Heroes Night. We're going to talk about heroes later. Okay, so welcome Lord Nayar. Nice name. I really like it. I think it suits you. It's very, it feels like it comes from a book. That's right. Anyway, okay, so welcome everyone to episode 283. And Ray and I are geeking out. This is a full episode for you guys. There's a lot, lots of stuff going on. And
it is all about geeky TV shows.
Geeky TV shows, nerdy, everything. Plus a little bit of stories from Lord Nayar here. Okay, so before we get to Lord Nayar, let's talk about this weekend. Last weekend, it was a lazy weekend for me. How about you, Ray?
Oh, it was okay. You know, did a little interview on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Talk about that later.
And then Sunday, I felt like I didn't get anything accomplished, but I went and fluttered around the pool.
Oh, okay. Friday. Go back Friday.
Friday. What was Friday?
Happy birthday, Kyle, if you're listening.
Oh, yes, Kyle. That's right. Yeah. It's Kyle. Duh.
Duh. Yes, actually, yeah. So, shout out, Kyle. Happy birthday.
Yeah, okay, Kyle, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday from the show. Mm-hmm. Hope you're doing well. I hope your butt's not too sore from your little injection you got.
Injection? He had. I thought it was just slapping, but injection.
Oh well, he got his birthday spanking, and then today he had a surgery procedure done. Well, he got injected. So.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what that means, but.
So his tush is sore from the injection.
I see.
I told him, I said, "What are you whining about? I thought you liked that."
I hope it's a good. It's a good injection. Okay, so yeah, we celebrated at Patrick's. Thank you, Patrick and Jerry, for hosting, and it was fun just to hang out with
horsting.
Friends. Horsting.
That sounds kinky.
I was burping when I was saying horsting. Hosting. Yeah, so thank you, Patrick and Jerry. It was fun, and I got to ride the spanking bench. It was my first time to be on a spanking bench. And
did you get spanked?
I got spanked, but it was okay. I recovered afterwards. But it was just bizarre. Just, you know, on my knees. Should I post a picture of that?
Yes, you should. I think Maynard on the spanking bitch is a great picture to put on there.
Okay, we'll see. I'll probably blur my eyes out or something like that. But it was fun. It was a home. Thanks to Chris, he made it himself. Yeah, Nair, if you were there, you would have seen it. It's actually a padded bench, and it's hard to describe. It's like, it's one of those.
Kind of like a sawhorse with some extra accoutrements to put you in the right angle to be spanked.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, it's actually an interesting setup. But I think I was the first one ever who ever tried it on. Well, pretty much, yeah. And then. Of course, the birthday boy, Kyle, was able to use it to its fullest, and he got spanked 31 times. 31 times. Too bad I wasn't there. I had to leave. I had to leave early that evening. So, yeah so it was fun. It was great. Okay, so after that, HAB, well, after the Saturday is the interview, the special interview we did. And then on Saturday night was the Houston Area Bears. Mm-hmm.
15th anniversary party.
So congratulations to Houston Area Bears.
Yes.
15 years of...
15 years and I wasn't on the triad this year. Yay.
Yay. Yeah. Nair, we ate a lot of... we ate a lot there. Oh, Ray. That's right. Okay, guys. I think this is the first time I'm going to tell you guys. It's the first time that Ray got to try Filipino food. Remember?
True.
Yeah, we went to the Filipino store, and
I've had Filipino before.
You had Filipino before, but this time you
I
had
finally
the food.
Got some, but I finally got some. I got the food this time. I finally got the adobo.
The adobo. You got to try the pancit, the noodles, and oh, you got to try the Fear Factor food.
Yes.
Yeah,
blood soup stuff.
The blood stew. Yeah, the blood stew. The dinuguan. Yeah, Ray. Yeah, I don't know if Nair would like that. You wouldn't like that, do you?
It sounds too
Fear Factor.
Yeah, Ray.
Too Fear Factor. Yeah. So I could eat it. It's just that I haven't eaten that for a long time. I'm trying to avoid it. But it's a delicacy, actually. It's a delicacy. Well, not really. It's not really a delicacy. It's almost like an everyday food in the Philippines, I guess. Yeah, many restaurants do that.
It's like Mac Blood Stew.
Yeah, Mac Blood Stew. Say from McDonald's. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
From Mac Filipino.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a good experience for Ray, I guess. And you got to try the boat tarts. Very nice. That's good. Always,
yes.
It's always good, too.
Kind of tastes like sweet tater pie.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's like pumpkin pie, but a little drier and in a boat form, something like that. So, yeah, it was fun. And then after that, we went to the HAB party, wherein we ate...
more Asian food.
More Asian food. We had Chinese Vietnamese food, yeah. So... what else happened there? I left. What did you guys do?
Let's see. There's some shows. There was some money raised. Mr. Leather, Houston 2009 Duke, auctioned his shirt off. I think they got like $40 for the shirt. And his shirt said, "Keep your weenie clean." And it had a wiener dog on front of it.
Oh.
And then they realized that he had a jock strap on. So they auctioned the jock strap off that he was wearing. He got $60 for it.
Wow.
So all in all, I think they raised almost $500 that night for Hatch.
Oh, so, okay. That is awesome. Awesome to hear.
Yep. I got a little award. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ray won the Scott Mackey Award. Scott Mackey Award is, what is it again? It's the award for
promoting
the Houston area Bears in a different avenues into the community. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. So give him a pat there. Nayar. Lord Nayar. I keep forgetting.
Lord Nayar is bad in him. Okay. Three times.
Yeah. Okay, so Nayar. Lord Nayar. Tell us about your month. Okay, what has just passed for the past month? What just happened?
Yeah, past month is Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
So people are supposed to fast from dawn to dusk. Like from sunrise to sunset, no food, no water, no nothing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only start eating, drinking, whatever after sunset, which here in Houston is about, it started at about 8, and then it gradually went all the way down to 7:30 on the last day.
Okay. Did you ever cheat?
No.
No, you don't.
you feel being watched all the time.
Are you being watched all the time? Well, don't you feel weak, though? Because daytime, it's daytime, and you're fasting, and you must be hungry. The whole day, you were working. Don't you get dizzy or something?
No. As far as hunger is concerned, not really, even though the thirst. But what I missed during the first 2 days was coffee early in the morning.
Mm.
So it was kind of dizzy the first 2 days, but you get used to it very fast.
I see.
And then, yeah, when you stop doing it, you feel like weird eating again. Because it feels so good not to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. You know, it's just, if you're really hungry, you would eat anything, probably in the afternoon. So how about water? Can you just at least drink a sip of water during the day?
No,
not even?
No, nothing.
No food intake the whole 29 days during the day?
Yeah. Basically, it's no temptation.
No temptation. No eating.
No, you know what? No.
Everything. Oh no! You know.
You know.
No doing a you know. You're saying there's no sex. Okay, I guess you don't have sex usually during the day because it's work days or something.
No, like you can't be like erotic. Not even sex. You can't even like make out or anything.
Oh,
because
really?
it's the whole story is testing your capability to withdraw from temptation and see if you can do it or not.
Oh, it's a test. What if I just give up saying,
oh,
I can't do it. No, you can't.
You die and you go to hell.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
No. I'm just kidding. It depends, really. Some people, when they are sick and stuff, can eat, can do whatever.
Oh, they're exempted.
Because they can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless there is really a valid reason. If you don't do it just because you don't want to, you can, of course. But it depends really on your spirituality. You know,
it's just like Lent. I mean, it's one of those things. Some people do it, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people do different versions of it. So
that's true.
Yeah.
How about you, Rick? Can you stand that? Can you do that 29 days during the day, no eating?
No, there's no way. I don't think.
What
talking about moody, bitchy, evil personality, and that's when I'm eating. Imagine that when I'm not eating. Oh my God! Somebody would lose a head at work by 5 o'clock.
Oh, poor Ray.
My blood sugar would drop, and not somebody would die.
I don't think I can stand it either, but I was thinking.
I did the Lent thing where I try to change one thing, and sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does. So,
what did you give up on Lent?
I don't give stuff up. I try to change things.
Oh, okay.
I just have a belief that I don't think I should give something up. I think I should do something to do a positive outlook on my life and spiritual being. So I try to change something about myself. Sometimes I do okay, sometimes I don't.
Well, Lent, when is the last time I really stopped practicing?
This year I was a horrible Christian. I didn't do anything because I was just miserable. So
I do go to New Orleans before Lent. So, you know, during Mardi Gras, that's when I really get decadent, I guess. But yeah, it depends on the person, really. And as for me, no, I'm not practicing. So I just do whatever during Lent. It's not for me.
Well, see, Lord and I are celebrating Mardi Gras now because it's Eid.
It's Eid. Yeah, happy Eid. It's a celebration, right? Happy Eid.
Thank you.
And to all the Muslim listeners there, Hadi, if you're listening, happy Eid, too. Yeah, so we have Muslim listeners. I think some people from Malaysia also. So anyway, okay. So let's go on with our special interview. Ray,
yes.
Who is our guest? Who did we talk to last Saturday?
Oh, that chick.
That chick. Yeah.
That chick. That chick that we interviewed happened to be Amber Benson. Mm-hmm. Lord Nayar, do you know who Amber Benson is?
Yeah, she was in Buffy, right?
Right. Somebody
correct.
Actually,
woo!
Correct.
Do I win something?
Yes, you win. You win.
Yes, after we're done with the show. I'll give you a friend.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you something. Okay. Yes, she is popular. She's popular among the gays, actually.
Yes.
She was hanging out with the gay guys at Comic-Con a bit. I heard.
Yep. Well, she was with Cena Grace, so it gave you much better than that, right, Cena?
Yeah. It's awesome. So thanks, Cena.
thanks, Cena Grace, for hooking us up with Amber Benson, who everybody probably knows her mostly for her role as Tara on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the lesbian witch. She was in Houston signing her new book called Death's Daughter. She was on a book tour, and then that night here in Houston, they had the Buffy sing-along once again with feeling, I think was the episode's name. It's the musical. It's the Buffy musical.
She's doing the musical. Okay.
So they were doing the Buffy musical and stuff. So, but she was very nice, very sweet person. She has a very hot boyfriend named Adam, who was Warren on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She has a bear story. Well, she has bear stories about Warren, so that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope you all enjoyed the interview. Check out her book. I've got it here. It's on the nightstand to start reading when I actually don't pass out when I go to bed. So, and we might be having a little contest here to win a signed book, one of her signed books. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, we'll give you guys details on that later. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's. Shall we do it, Ray? Let's do it with the interview with Amber Benson.
And welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Ray, and we're here with Amber Benson, who is visiting Houston this week, and she is signing her new book that's out. She's also here doing a little sing-along tonight.
Yep.
Which I understand is one of your favorite Buffy episodes.
It is. I think it is my favorite of all.
So, Amber's here this week. She has released a new book called Death's Daughter.
And tell us about that.
It's an urban fantasy book about a girl whose dad is Death, and Death is run like a corporation, and her father's the president and CEO, and she wants nothing to do with the family business. She just wants to be a normal girl, but when her dad is kidnapped, she has to go back and run the company, and it's all about how she doesn't really want to be part of the supernatural world, yet because of family ties, she's sort of drawn back in, and it's irreverent and silly, and my heroine is very flawed, and it makes a lot of mistakes and does really dumb things sometimes, and likes to look at cute boys.
Well, me and her have something in common. And this is not your first foray into writing. You've got children's books, comic books, an animated series.
Yeah.
So you want to talk? What do you want to talk about on those?
Well, I've actually co-written two full-length novels with a guy named Christopher Golden. He and I wrote an animated show for the BBC called The Ghosts of Albion, and then Random House approached us about turning that into a novel. And so we ended up doing two of those based on that universe. And then my friend Sina and I are actually working on a children's book right now called The New Newbridge Academy. He's doing the illustrations, Sina Grace, and I'm doing the story, and that'll be coming out from Aladdin Books probably the end of next year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I've been trying to keep busy.
Yeah. You've been working on a few movies, too, with your acting career. So what would you like to tell us about that? What you got coming out?
Well, I just did a film with Michael Madsen that we shot in North Carolina called The Killing Jar, and that was really fun because he's awesome. And I kind of got to be a lot tougher than I normally am. Usually I play kind of the goody-two-shoes or the kind of wimpy person, and this one I sort of got to be tough, and that was really, really fun. And then I did another film last year called Another Harvest Moon with Piper Laurie and Doris Roberts, and it takes place in an old folks' home, and it's just a really beautiful, beautiful film. I'm really proud of it. It just premiered at the Rhode Island Film Festival, and it'll be coming out hopefully next year. Just a really, just really thoughtful film.
Okay. And I understand that you've been co-directing Drones.
Yes.
With Adam?
Yes, with Adam Bush, my boyfriend, my partner.
Yeah.
And
how's it working with somebody you're in a relationship with?
It's hard at times because you know the other person very, very well, and so you feel comfortable bickering with them.
Yeah.
but because we have the same sensibility and we like the same things, I really feel like we were on the same page, so there wasn't a ton of like disagreement over what something should look like or how a scene should be acted. And then in the post process, which is all the editing and stuff, like we were on this, like it was basically like one person. Really, I'd be like, "Let's do it." He's like, "I was just gonna say, let's do it like that." So I was really lucky. But I think that when you enjoy working with somebody and you guys are together, you obviously have things in common. So you know, it made it very easy. But yeah, Drones is going to be really good. I'm really excited about it. It's an office comedy with alien undertones.
Okay.
So it's like if you made it like Office Space and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Mad Men. That would be our film.
Okay. When is that supposed to come out?
Well, we're finishing post right now, and then probably going to some film festivals. But honestly, what we really want to do is just bring it right to the audience.
Okay.
Use the internet. That's sort of our that's what we would like to do, Adam and I.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. I think things are changing so much that having something on the theater screens doesn't guarantee that people will see it. But the internet, you reach just this huge audience very quickly.
Yes. Which is why
Which
we do what we
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
And let's see. And I understand that you have some bear stories.
I have. Well, I spent Comic-Con this year hanging out with my friend Sina Grace over with the bears in a little bear section of Comic-Con. And that was like the nicest place ever. But I have a bear story that I wasn't a part of, but that my boyfriend was, that was very cute. Now I'll share that as well. When he was in New Orleans the last time, he was staying at this hotel, and they kept saying something about how there were bears upstairs. And my boyfriend didn't know anything about what a bear was. He's very naive and sweet. Although he's a little bear-y himself.
Yes.
A little bear-y hairy. But he and his friends went upstairs to the pool, and he got introduced to what bears are. He said the whole top of the hotel, the pool, they're playing water polo or water volleyball in the pool, and he's like, "There are all these big guys." He's like, and I was like, "Is it like a football convention or what?" You know. And then he realized,
yeah,
they were bears. So very cute.
Was he there doing Southern Decadence?
Yeah, he was, exactly. Yes. He had no idea. He was working on a film, and he had no idea. But so. isn't that cute? His introduction was in a pool.
Well, thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks, Swamp for bringing you to town. The Southwestern Alternative Media Project. You have the Buffy sing-along tonight.
I do indeed. We're going to be singing in the green.
So, thank you guys for joining us, and check out Amber's book.
Okay. So, yeah, that was an awesome interview with Amber Benson. It was great. Yep. Ray, you did a good job. Awesome.
Thank you. And Maynard, you're going to post all the video and stuff later.
Yes, I am. I'm working on that. I'll be working on that. Right now, guys, you're just listening to the audio right now. You just listen to the audio, and I'm working on the video very soon.
That's right.
And
you looked at the video and watched me sweat profusely doing the interview. I was doing fine. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, she's just another normal person. And then I sit down and shook her hand, and I started sweating off. Like a cat in here, yeah. And I was just like, "Oh my god, I'm such an amateur these days."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a classic. Just looking at you there. Yeah, so it was good. It was good to talk to her, and she signed our book right there after talking to her after the interview. Can you sign our books here? Okay, sure. So she did, and okay. So let's talk about the contest. Let's talk about the contest, Ray. What do you have?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Okay, let's do this. The usual way to do it.
I say the way we should do it is the first caller that calls in and leaves a voice message on our phone number 206-222-2327 doing their best Buffy impersonation.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, and then you will get a signed copy if you win
of Amber Benson's book, Death's Daughter.
It's a signed copy of Amber Benson's book. Yep.
And this is open to the gays and the lesbians, because we know she has a huge lesbian following. Oh, sure. And I'm sure there's some bull doctors out there that listen to us that think they're bears. So go for it.
Let's say about we'll wait for the voicemails to come. That'd be awesome. And
we'll play them on the show, and then we'll have somebody pick the best Buffy
impersonation. Okay, so let's say around October 15. Let's say October 15, we'll do the drawing.
Yeah,
is that cool? October 15, or probably the Monday after that, October 19. Yeah. October 19th would be the deadline. It would be good to have some voicemails for that. Okay, next, we have an interview. It's actually a friend of mine, Jeff, from Phoenix. He's STP Bear. I got to meet him I met him a long time ago. He used to live in Houston, and he moved to Phoenix. This is actually from the Gay World series. And I met him, and I did an interview with him. So here is the audio with Jeff from Phoenix.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Oh, sure. Okay. Hey, everyone, this is Nard, and joining me today, tonight, is Jeff from Phoenix.
Howdy, how's it going?
Yes, it's good to see you again. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it has.
I think the last time I saw you was at IBR.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. And that was fun. And we've been busy. I haven't been to IBR for a long time. And you haven't been to Houston for some time now, too.
No, I have not been to Houston. Unfortunately, you know, I've definitely got a few friends there that I need to visit. And I've been kind of neglecting in that point of going back there, but you know, definitely need to go back sometime soon.
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, visit cities and Bear Watch is still going on. Yeah, we do that still.
Oh, down in Galveston.
Galveston, yeah. Okay, so we are here. You and I are here for the Gay World series.
That's correct.
How many times have you been to the Gay World series?
This is my second time.
Second time. When was the first time?
Fort Lauderdale in 1996.
Ah, okay. 1996?
I'm sorry, 2006.
2006, okay.
I had to think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah. 2006, that was so, wow. How did you make it that time?
We sucked.
We sucked. Okay. That's okay. We all have that problem when first time we play.
Yeah, I think my team back then cared more about coming and partying than actually playing softball.
That's right. I saw a shirt today my drinking team has a softball problem.
I saw that today too. I think it was one of the Seattle teams or something like that.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, having a I like to get one of the shirts. That's a fad here. I found out that you exchange shirts with people.
Yeah, I just found that out actually earlier this evening because a lot of people have come up and asked for our shirt, which actually it's.
Oh, you have. Did you exchange yours?
No, I have not exchanged it, but.
Oh, no. The Bear Nations. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people want the Bear Nation shirt. For some reason, they like it. So.
Actually, us the same. Somebody liked the red shirts from the Houston ones.
Well, I thought that was really cool that Houston did that for you guys. You know, Phoenix didn't do that for us.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we actually had some teams drop out, so. You know,
oh,
you
just for that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. All right. Not yet. Yeah, that's right. We're still in the middle of something. Okay. Yeah, we have to wake up around 5:30, something like that. Yeah, we have to wake up 5:30.
What time are your games?
8:55, and we have to be there early. What time is your game tomorrow?
Our games aren't until 12:10 and 2:10, or 2:15, somewhere around there. Luckily, we get to sleep in a little bit. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, God. I know. It's pretty hard waking up so early, but today it was okay. We were around noon, so we just left early. I mean, we were against traffic, so it's pretty easy. And the Hyatt is a very nice hotel. I've never been here before, so.
It is. It's a very nice hotel. I kind of went around the system. I did Priceline, and I lucked out and got this hotel. So,
okay.
I'm getting it for a little bit less than what they were charging on the Naga site. So
that's right. Well, yeah, our team did the same thing. We reserved all the rooms, and I think it was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this year, what your team, Bear Nation? How long have you been with Bear Nation?
This is my second year with Bear Nation.
Okay.
So after I left my previous team, Desert Heat. I joined Bear Nation because a lot of my friends are on Bear Nation.
I see.
And it's been a lot more fun, you know, and it's one of those things where I'm a very competitive person,
mm-hmm.
but when you can also have fun with it as well, that makes a big difference. So, yeah. You know, I definitely...
Softball is fun. I always look forward to every year doing this all the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. We didn't qualify last year, but we did this year, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, we did this year. I was so happy.
I wanted to go to Seattle, but, you know.
Yeah, last year was fun. I heard, yeah.
I mean, nothing against Milwaukee. There's just not a lot to do.
Yeah. You have to go out. You see the cornfields going
on. Well, see, I grew up in Chicago.
Oh,
so that's
right.
So, yeah.
I feel like Smallville, just going around having... I was feeling maybe Clark Kent would be running around, but it's just... I don't know. It's just like a TV show. It's like one of the TV shows I've seen. Are you still bowling?
Yes, still bowling.
All right.
Actively bowling. Team Twisted Existence.
Okay.
We're still doing really well. We're just plugging away with everything. Yeah. Phoenix is still good. And
what are your plans after these games?
After these games, I'm actually going down to Chicago to see my family.
Oh, that's right. Awesome.
So, and then. After that, we might be going to the San Diego softball tournament in October.
Oh, that's really fun.
So, but other than that, we've been actively playing in a Scottsdale City League this summer to help prepare us for the World Series.
I see.
Unfortunately, we only tied today, but...
Okay.
But,
good for you, we lost today. Kind of embarrassing.
But, you know, it was just me and one other person on the team are the only ones that have ever been to the World Series. So this was the first time for a lot of members of our team to be at the World Series. And so to tie on our very first game, you know what? Get the kinks out.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we'll come back strong
It's just
tomorrow.
The first day. Yeah, tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck to your team.
Oh, thank you.
And it's great to see you again.
Oh, likewise, bro.
Okay. Mm. All right. Bye.
Bye.
We are back, and
so I got a question. What does STP stand for?
STP is
super thick penis.
Jeff, if you're listening, that's awesome. Yeah, super thick, super thick.
Yeah, Jeff, send us pictures.
Oh yeah, I bet many of the listeners would like to see that. Yeah, he's pretty hot bear. He's a good friend of mine, and actually, he's a very good friend of Steve.
Stepanski?
Yes. Very good friend.
Oh, yes. He called me today with Astro. He called me today wanting to go to the Astro game with him.
Mm-hmm.
He got some free tickets, and I was like, sorry, man, Heroes is coming on.
Yeah. Anyway, STP Bear, because he really loves Stone Temple Pilots. He loves STM.
Okay.
He really loves it. And that's how I remember him. And that's what I've been posting about. Okay, so thanks, Jeff, for joining me. It's awesome to see you again. All right. Okay, so let's move on. What do we have? What is tonight? Tonight is a Monday night. It's Heroes. And Lord Nayar, you didn't get to see it. Do you watch Heroes at all? Do you like it or you don't care for it?
Oh, I do. But I stopped watching it since season 2.
Oh, you did? Okay. So you don't care anymore?
No, I do.
Oh, okay. You just want to watch it again. Okay.
Yeah. I need. There's so many episodes that I need to catch up on first before being watching it every
Monday. So what
does
this mean?
Again.
We're going to spoil it out, Ray? How are we going to do this? So, okay.
Well, look at this. So he should have kept up, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what do you think? What do you think of the...
Well, first of all, spoiler alert. So if you hadn't seen the show, stop the podcast now.
Oh, no. Fast forward about 5 minutes. That's good.
Yeah, so...
All right.
I don't know. I'm glad it's back. I didn't have the excitement that I usually have for it. Maybe it'll redeem itself. Let's hope it does. So, mm-hmm. They got some interesting storylines going on. So let's see where they go and what they can do with it. So,
That's not much of a spoiler. Actually, in the last 5 minutes, I was really excited. I got excited in the last 5 minutes. Like you said, when you tweeted the first hour, it was good, but it doesn't.
What, you got excited because Ando and Hiro's sister been going at it all these years after he changed the past?
Oh, that. Oh. Okay, now that's a spoiler. Okay. So actually, no, I was actually thinking about Matt Parkman, and they were talking about him. You 20 pounds overweight, and yeah.
I wasn't talking about him. That was Siler.
That was Siler. It was Siler talking. Yeah.
I was thinking Matt Parkman needed to give that surfer dude the 20 and to come to Houston to a certain apartment address and
bring water and picture.
Yeah, and work on my
plumbing.
Work on my plumbing.
Yeah, he looks fabulous. He looks like a long haired guy, but it was surf. Yeah, he looks more like a surf dude. Yeah, but it was good. It was a good episode. I think it is. But you're right. It didn't have much power. That it should have had the ones before. So, yeah. Oh well.
The new characters, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. The Carnies. So,
the Carnies, is that what they're called?
Well, I guess that's what they are. They run a carnival.
Oh, okay. The Carnies. Okay. Anyway, okay, so Lord Nayar, let's talk about what have you been up to lately? Any travels you've gone to lately during Ramadan or even before? What have you been?
Not during Ramadan.
Traveled all over the world before it started, didn't you?
Yeah, I went before that. May, June, I went back to Algeria and Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
Tunisia is awesome. I had a great, great week over there. It was really fabulous.
Fabulous, okay. It's fabulous. It's not just great. It's fabulous. Okay, so...
Clear up something. Are you considered Middle Eastern or North African?
Yeah.
Well, it depends where you are when you ask this question.
Okay, like, we're asking you a question.
Real Middle Eastern people think we are more African. We think we're more Middle Eastern. So it really depends. But from the U.S., the idea is that the Middle East starts from Morocco, so that includes us.
Okay. Oh,
so I'm ME. ME certified.
Okay. ME. So because that was our discussion last bowling or last Friday. They say, is he African or Algerian? Yeah. The Algerian. Middle Eastern or African? Yeah. It's more like. Then I've always thought of you as a Middle Eastern, and then he said, "No, he's African." But now you kind of
North African.
You know, Maynard, geographically it's North Africa, but it's so different than the real Africa.
Yep.
You know, in the south there's this Sahara, like the biggest desert on the planet, and below that everything changes, like skin color, race, culture, everything. So basically, we're Arabs. Mm-hmm. Arabs are Middle Eastern. We just immigrated a long time ago from there, and we kicked the natives Oh, wink, wink,
wink.
And we just and we just established ourselves there. So we're Middle Easterns.
Okay. Basically. That's interesting. Okay, so
now my question to you: why do you discuss that on a boiling night? On a boiling night?
During boiling? Well, Wade and I were talking about it.
Were you that bored?
Huh? No, we were.
Were you that bored?
No, no, no. Well, I wasn't bowling because I was in pain. I wonder why. Right, Ray? No, I'm okay now.
I can't help you and Mike were partying too much. That's all.
Let's just say I couldn't handle some spanking. But anyway, okay, so we ended up just talking about it. And then Wayne kind of mentioned you, and then, oh, okay. And then, oh, that's right, he just finished Ramadan, and now he's,
Ramadan this year has been very special because I had family visiting.
Oh, how did that work? That's what we were talking about, having family in town.
Yeah, it's really great. They're staying with me, so they kind of brought the flavor of it, you know, the food, the cooking, the smells. Yeah. I used to blame the ingredients for fucking up the dishes I make, the Algerian dishes, but my sister makes them just perfect, so...
Yeah.
Operator error.
Yeah, operator error.
How about... may I ask, are you out to your family?
No. Had to hide all my...
That's
why you have to decay the house!
And my documentaries. I had to hide all that.
Oh, you call those documentaries the prawn? The porn? They're documentaries now.
He likes big prawns, too.
Prawns?
Prawn. Porn.
Prawns. Yeah. That reminds me of D9, District 9.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, we have. Yeah. I have, yeah. I like it a lot.
Great movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's no way.
There's no way.
You know, the weight of the culture is so immense.
I understand. I've been through that too. I myself, being a Filipino, having a family, I had that kind of,
And you came out to them?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I have.
How did that work out?
Oh, it went well. At first, I was practicing with friends. Okay, everybody listening out there, listen to this. You might get some tips. Okay, coming out, it's not that easy. I understand, and many people are like that. But what you do is you practice. Like one way, if you're in a restaurant, no, not a restaurant. Let's say in the cashier. Let's say you go to out of town. You go to Austin, for example, or some city outside. And you go to cashier and you buy condoms, and then you just simply say, oh, this is for me and my boyfriend. You know, you come out slowly to people who you don't even know. I mean, and how would they react? You would see. And
like then, you did at the bathhouse?
Yeah.
I'm gay.
You don't come out in the bathhouse. And then when you
I'm in the steam bath. I'm gay. I'm gay. Anybody else in here? Hello.
Yeah, that's the way you practice, and then you practice with friends. You say you come out to your friends. It's hard, I know, and then when you're ready, then you come out to your family.
Friends are practicing if it's hard or not.
No. Well, you okay? Let's say your high school friends or your even your.
Oh yeah, I did that actually. I here I have no problem. I come out to when I buy my groceries.
There you go.
Yeah. So
he's up all up on the cashier. It's like
wearing a pink tutu.
Girl, do you see that cucumber? It is gonna be my newest favorite lover.
And don't chop it up. I'm not a piggy bank.
Actually, I had a friend back there whom I always knew or suspected of being gay. And we kind of talked a little bit about that, and we kind of came out to each other.
Okay.
Yeah, we would like
you came
go
out,
to the gym.
And then you made out.
Nah, he's like one of my best friends. He's brother to me.
Oh, okay.
So coming out with no making out.
That's right. Yeah, it's good to have a friend. Actually, I did that in the Philippines before. I kind of came out to a friend who I thought, because he's kind of effeminate. And I assumed, I thought he was gay. So I came out to him, and then it turned out he's not. He's even got a girlfriend. So, oh my god, you're not gay. Okay. All along,
some of the most effeminate people I know are straight.
Yeah.
I used to think that all effeminate people are systematically gay, and that's very wrong.
No, there are very butch guys,
like ultra hetero looking, and they are like
usually the butcher they are, the gayer they are.
Yeah. Behind closed doors.
The power bottoms. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're the butch ones.
Mm-hmm. Most of them open their mouth and the purse falls out.
That's your fun. Yeah. It's interesting. Wow, it's good to hear some stories about you, Lord Nayar. Okay. So
yeah. By the way, you blew my cover.
I blew your cover.
Now everybody knows who I am, yeah. Lord Nayar is beep.
Oh, is he really? Okay. He's a what? He's a gay?
No. Just get it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Whatever book that was, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Ray just brought it up. But anyway, okay. What else? Well, I guess that's it, pretty much. I got some geeking out stuff, but we can skip that for another time. Anyway, some shout-outs. How about shout-outs? I have a couple of people I want to shout-out to. Jeff from New York. Well, he used to be in Vermont. Now he's in New York. So thanks for the comments. And Eric from Michigan. And who else? There's this guy, Tim Cub U Akbar. And I don't know if I said it right. Tim Cub U Akbar from the UK. And he was asking if I'm going to be in Folsom. I can't be... What's in Folsom? I think it's going to be a...
Folsom Street Festival.
Folsom Street Festival, yeah. I think he's going. He's from the UK, I believe, and he's
going
to go there.
You're not going?
No, I'm not. When is it?
You're not going? It's in a couple weeks. It's in October, I think. Next couple weeks or so. I have to go look, but I think it's not too far
away.
Wait
a second. I'll be in San Francisco in October, around October 23rd.
Ooh. I don't know. I think it's before that.
Oh, damn. Okay. I wish I could go. Anyway, so yeah, that. And then who else? Jeff and Jason from Austin.
And we had the chaps all shined up for you.
Oh, really? You have some stuff for me already? Okay.
Well, yeah, the chaps and a jock, and that's it.
That's all you need to... Need
that's
need.
All you need.
Okay. All right. Okay, a couple of more. Jeff and Jason from Austin. Jason just moved from New Jersey to New York, so they're together now. They've been... good friends of mine. Jeff is a good friend of mine, and congratulations, you go. You guys are now living together. I wish Mike would do the same to me.
In sin.
Sin. Yeah. What?
Living together in sin.
In sin. Yeah, that's right. It's not against the law anymore, you know. Anyway, okay. Who else? Of course, our friend Sina Grace. Thank you so much for your help.
That's right.
Yeah, Sina.
Giving us the hookup.
Mm-hmm. With Amber Benson. Thank you very much. How about you, Ray? Any shout-outs on your side?
Just belated happy birthday to Kyle from the show. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. You're catching up with me. 10 more years, you'll be up there with me. Thank you, Patrick and Jerry, for letting us use your house and pool, even though it was freezing. big shout-out to Don for winning Mr. Houston Leather. Don,
oh, that's
the
right.
Duke.
Oh, he's the Duke. Okay.
He's the Duke. Let's see, what else do we have going on this week? I guess another big shout out to everybody that helped me move. I really appreciate it. Because I'm about done, with the exception of my desk area. I think I'm pretty much getting it there. So mm-hmm.
It looks good.
It looks good? Okay.
Yeah, no boxes. I was expecting lots of boxes in the hallway.
Uh-huh. So how about you, Lord Nair? Do you have anybody to say hi to?
Yeah, everyone. Hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi to everyone. That's it?
Covers it pretty much.
Okay. I'll tell Wayne.
Hi.
The show.
My family's going home next week. I'm looking
that's
for
right.
Party. I'm looking for bears to party with.
Calling Lord Nair's family. He said, I'm the gay. Yeah. Hey.
It's an open invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or give us a call at the voicemail line and leave us your best Buffy the Vampire Slayer impersonations. And that phone number is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Always mess that up. Yeah, leave your comments and we'll play in the show. We'll play your impersonation of any... What part of Buffy? Can you give a sample, Ray?
I don't know. I
you don't know any Buffy lines?
I'm sure there's tons of them out there, but it's been a while. That's why I'm wanting the listeners to give us their best Buffy impersonation.
Mm-hmm. I hope Shannon does it. Shannon, if you're listening, call in. We'd like to hear you do a Buffy line. Okay. Yeah, so thanks, Lord Nair, for joining us. Thank you so much. Maybe next time you should join us again and talk about more stories of your previous travels and more Middle Eastern or Algerian stories for us. What do you say?
Sure. Thank you.
Or North African stories. How about
North
that?
African.
Yeah. Okay. North African / Algerian / Middle Eastern stuff. How's
awesome.
That?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And catch us on the official website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes and catch us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. Bear Podcast on Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast.